Penguin Random House Audio presents Chaos Terminal by Mer Lafferty. Read for you by Kelsey Navarro Foster. Part 1. I'm resigned to my fate, so I'll state in plain words. If gravity's so great, explain birds. It's a force that tries to drag everything down. So why's the moon keep going round and round? Gravity is Stupid by Devo Spice, written by Tom Rockwell. 1. Sense enough to come in out of the rain. A sentient space station should have perfect temperature, Mallory Viridian thought. This has got to be far below freezing. When the station imitated weather, it should be Los Angeles weather, not Pluto's blood-red snow. And when it was helping a resident, it should produce a pleasant flat walk, or even something downhill, not an uphill, snowy, windy trek that gave one frostbite. The fact that there could be people aboard the station who wallowed in frigid blood-red snow like a pig in slop, she refused to consider. It was possible, she thought, squinting through the crimson swirls, that the massive space station was just in a bad mood. Red snow stung the exposed skin on her face. Her ears ached. She shoved her hands deep into her jeans pockets and shivered. Her destination lay at the top of a freaking mountain. A fabricated mountain. Inside a cave. Also fabricated. She wanted to rest, but the risk of dying of hypothermia on the way felt very real. She probably should have put on a coat, but she hadn't thought she needed it. The station took care of its residents. Why would she suddenly need to travel through a deadly storm to go to a meeting? This isn't worth it. When Mrs. Brown calls, however, you answer. The tiny woman had a steel spine and a personality that filled a room, yes. And she was more than capable of protecting herself and those she loved with deadly force, sure. But she was also the human host who had a direct connection with the station itself. So when she asked to speak to you, you answered. The cave loomed ahead, a dark cut in the harsh red drifts all around her. She was almost there, probably. She didn't know what she'd do if it wasn't there. This was a great place for someone to lure her to an ambush. Or, more likely, according to her experience, lure her to watch someone else being killed, giving her a new murder to solve. Her fingers and toes tingled with the beginnings of frostbite, and Mallory gritted her teeth around her rubber oxygen breather to keep them from chattering. How much damage would eternity allow her to suffer? And good Lord, why? Would she let Mallory die here? Mallory didn't think so, but she wasn't entirely sure. Almost there. Station Eternity liked her. That much she knew. She probably wouldn't let Mallory die of hypothermia. Eternity's whims overrode everything, except perhaps Mrs. Brown's own whims. Mallory wasn't entirely sure how the symbiotic connection worked. Mrs. Brown didn't seem to know much either. The snow got deeper as she got closer, until she was pushing through knee-deep powder with a crusty layer of blood-like ice on top. She gritted her teeth and pressed on, the muscles in her thighs hot and threatening to turn to loose rubber and then seize into a massive cramp. What is going on? Am I being punished? The cave opening shimmered in front of her and then appeared much closer than it had been previously. Inside, Mrs. Brown paced, hands on her hips. I guess you took the long way around, she demanded. Mrs. Brown had sent her a message that morning. Mallory had been going through the list of new clients to her detective agency, dismayed at the lost items, the stolen items, and the request to find incomprehensible things for aliens, including, apparently, a lost day. Reading a message from Mrs. Brown asking to see her that afternoon was at least something she could understand and be interested in doing. Mallory wasn't too fond of solving murder cases, but it was what she knew, and she hadn't known how, well, boring it would be to do other detective work. Or admittedly, how difficult it would be to investigate alien crimes done to aliens by aliens. The weird thing was that Mrs. Brown had requested that Mallory meet her in a place she had never visited on the station. After getting the information, Mallory approached the wall terminal and pulled up a complex 3D map of Station Eternity. She had a bizarre impulse to rotate the map to look for a secret port that she could torpedo and blow it up, a la Star Wars. She shook her head to clear the connection. She had no desire to blow up Eternity. Where would she go then? Like the Death Star, Station Eternity was the size of a small moon. Unlike the Death Star, it had no planet-killing ability, that she knew of anyway. Mallory moved the station around until she found a small glowing dot. "Now where are you?" she asked, trying to puzzle out the map. She ran her finger over about 3/4 of the sphere, dulling the brightness. The dot lay amid a large open area on the station, one of the places that tried to mimic various planet biomes to give the illusion of home to visitors. This one looked extremely hostile for humans and... "Oh, come on, red snow?" she said aloud. "Is that even a thing? Can I survive that?" The globe spun in front of her, mute. After a moment, an image of Pluto popped up, along with a paragraph about the red methane snow in the Cthulhu region. She shook her head. "Methane atmosphere and red snow? I can't survive on Pluto." Another image popped up of a full body protective suit. She rolled her eyes. A suit? She wasn't going into total vacuum or anything. Eternity wouldn't kill her. She grabbed a jacket and an oxygen breather from the closet by the door and headed out. Mallory put the last of her strength into galumphing through the snow to the cave. As she reached it, her legs gave out and she collapsed onto a dirt floor beside a campfire. Mrs. Brown strode over to her and stood above her head, looking down. She looked slightly ridiculous in a big puffy coat and a homemade knitted cap. "Well?" she asked. Panting, Mallory didn't move, just glad to be out of the wind. The fire's heat penetrated faster than a normal campfire would have, underscoring that, despite the exhaustion and the frigid temperatures, the station kept her as cold or as hot as it wanted to. She slowly sat up. "What do you mean?" Mrs. Brown frowned. Her light brown skin creased further, and she pulled her cap off. Mallory sat back, sliding away from her a little bit. Mrs. Brown was a tiny, prim grandmother who was also a 3-time murderer, or a 3-time self-defense killer, depending on whom you asked. She had been visiting Eternity with her granddaughter when the station's last host had been murdered. The station needed a host to communicate with its many residents and visitors and was in shock and distress after the murder. Mrs. Brown had stepped in to take over before the station could tear herself apart and kill everyone on board in a panic. Mrs. Brown was always perfectly pleasant to Mallory, despite the two of them having a history, as Mrs. Brown liked to call it. She was polite and proper, and Mallory knew she would suffer zero fools. She defended herself and her loved ones with deadly efficiency, and she both inspired Mallory and scared the shit out of her. "I mean that the station is making this frozen hellscape for us to meet in," Mrs. Brown snapped, gesturing to the weather outside the cave. "You didn't instruct her to do this?" Mallory asked.
"I hate snow. Why the hell would I do that?" She glared at Mallory. "Why aren't you wearing a suit?"
Why are you asking me? Can't you ask the station?"
"The station is saying that everything is fine," Mrs. Brown said. "She just said we had to meet here. She won't tell me why."
"Why did you want to see me?" Mallory asked, scrambling to her feet. Maybe that will shed some light on the issue.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?